You're listening to an ICA podcast.
Welcome to the third ICA podcast, and with me this week is Mr. Kevin Shaw. Hi, Kevin, how are you?
Hey, Warren, good, thanks. Good. You?
Where are you at the moment? You at home?
I'm just home from Berlin, yes.
I heard you've been doing a stereo movie, is that correct?
That's right, Street Dance 3D. That was, I came in on the end of it. They'd been working on it a couple of months, and it was overrunning, so they called me in to finish up.
How did you go? Did you get sick or go crazy and run out of the room for Nurofen or any of those things?
No, to be honest, most of what I was doing was working on 2D, and then they had a technician come in and copy the grades over to 3D, and then we'd see a screening in the evening and then go back and make changes. So the way it worked with me was that they I was working with Stefan, who's the kind of visual effects supervisor and senior colorist, and he basically gave me a chunk of the movie, a couple of reels, and said, you know, these are your reels. Look for the stuff that's in the trailer that's already been graded. Look at the stuff that I've done. Grade it. And then, you know, we talked about it and worked on it that way. So it's quite nice. I mean, it's all in the style of a music video, so it's right up my street, as you can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been working on some music clips here at home, which has been quite interesting, just pushing the system around, and also got some drama projects that people are putting to me, maybe even a remote one. So it's a drama coming out of Melbourne, which I can pre-grade a fair bit of that in Brisbane, then just go and finish in Melbourne with a client. So
guerrilla colorist. Somebody wrote to me recently about this idea of being a guerrilla colorist, where you grade at home and maybe do a viewing later or something. Yeah. I think there's a big market for it.
Could be. I've got my monitor. I've had it against the CRT. Shot that out. Got that calibrated. That looked surprisingly good. Very good. Very close. So I'm happy with that. And I think basically it's down to the colorist and your confidence in your system and what you're using. You know, if it can do the job, most clients say, well, if you're happy with it, you like it, well, that's fine by me. So
yeah. Absolutely.
That's good.
Absolutely.
There's a few other things going on. Australia is pretty quiet because of the dollar. The Aussie dollar is very high, so there's not a lot of international work, especially US work, coming in. So the studios are reasonably quiet, and probably like everywhere, commercials are a little bit flat. So people are obviously pushing, stretching budgets longer. So things are a bit more tricky.
But hey, so you're working abroad more?
Yeah. There's still stuff coming out of Asia. There's maybe talk of a film. I'm maybe going to Bangkok to do a film on a resolve, which would be good. There's always the odd trickle of stuff that may be coming out of India. So there's things around, which is good. I think probably better than last year. There seems to be more stuff happening.
I was going to say, of course, there is definitely a big impetus on lower budget movies, especially with the Oscar win for Hurt Locker. That's not the first time it's happened that the low budget movies, because of their interest and stories, winning over the big budget movies.
Yeah, well, definitely, that was a good result. Somebody was telling me that in France, they've got a whole industry just making films for internet deliverable. They're never going to go and film. They're probably not even concerned about a DVD release, but for pay-per-view, that is what they're making them for.
That's right. And just last year, one of the projects that we did at IBC on the Digital Vision booth was exactly that, a film that was made for internet. Went straight to internet. It was a great little movie, actually. But they had no desire to market it and put it in cinemas, just pay-per-view, as you say.
Yeah. No, it's very interesting. So, interesting news on the ICA. I hear we have a new signing, a colleague joining us. Do you want to give us some more information on this?
Three new signings, actually. We have Cedric Lejeune, based in France, who is really more of a color scientist than a colorist. He specializes in lookup tables and monitor calibration and so on. But he's also a long-time Luster user and does a lot of Luster training. So he joins us, and he'll be looking at particularly at workflows and color management. Then we have Lorne Meiss out of Vancouver. Lorne, again, is a colorist with some over 20 years of experience. And he's been teaching at some of the local universities, as well as color correcting films and so on. He's an interesting guy. He's an Apple certified trainer for FCP. So he has the full FCP workflows under his belt, and he teaches that. And he's also been attending Red Education in Los Angeles. So he's also very familiar with the Red camera workflows and how they integrate with FCP and so on. And then the third signing is Jeff Ulm, who is fantastically prolific colorist out of Los Angeles. And Jeff has specialized in the last 4 or 5 years on stereoscopic projects. He's just finishing up on How to Train Your Dragon, for example. And he worked on Journey to the Center of the Earth and a bunch of big stereoscopic movies. And again, Jeff has worked on Luster quite a lot. He also knows Assimilate Scratch very, very well. And he's planning to run some stereoscopic workshops later in the year.
Yeah, that's great. I know Jeff because we both ran PhD classes together. I was doing a Da Vinci class, and he was doing the Scratch class at the same time. So that's,
okay.
That's how I know him. It's good. And Cedric, he mentioned to me that his first class, hopefully coming soon, is a thing called Color Flow, where he will discuss digital workflows from coming into the particular grading system, color management throughout, and then obviously going out at the other end. So a complete color management of dailies and of final grade. So that sounds like an interesting class.
I think so. I think it's an area that a lot of people stumble upon. So it's great to have somebody that can help solve the issues that are involved. Of course, we've got some immediate class dates coming up for May, so that's all very exciting as well. You're doing Singapore, aren't you?
Yeah, Singapore Color Strategies, end of April. So that's all forms of color correction, or all things to do with being a colorist, and that will be on the Apple Color platform. So there'll be two wave control surfaces there for the guys to get hold of and use, which is a very interesting thing. If you've not used a control surface before, it's good to be able to use that. And then also the week after that, I'm running a Resolve class for the guys at Media Village. This is in Singapore. And this will be an operational class, 3-day operational class, but it will also have some things from the Color Strategies class in it as well. So it's just not operational. It will be, I don't know, working with clients and creating some different looks and styles, and working with R3Ds and Canon material, how to get the best from those. So it'll be operational, but there'll also be some other cool things in there as well, I'm hoping.
Sure. I'm just putting the outline for that on the website, actually, so that'll be up today.
Good.
I'm doing a similar course in London. I'm doing Colorist Strategies, this time on a Digital Vision Film Master as the demonstration system. That's May 10th to 12th. And that's always an interesting course. I like to do some theory on the first day, and then we just basically go through the different primaries and ways of isolating pictures, comparing one tool against another, which is a great way of comparing systems as well as, you know, learning how to color correct and so on. And we round that off with a look at client management and session management and strategies for getting from making good pictures to making great pictures with a look or a style.
Cool.
And then from London, I'm going to Los Angeles. I'm running 4 classes in Los Angeles. We're going to try an introductory colorist day at the beginning on May 24th. Which is really a low cost. It's just $99, and it's just to get a lot of people in that are interested. So real beginners that think they might be interested in color correction, or maybe they're directors that would like to know more about what color correction can do, workflow issues, and so on. And that leads into another three-day colorist strategies class. Then I'm introducing a new class called Popular Looks. This is based on a presentation I did a year ago and then had good feedback. So it's really looking at looks that people ask for all the time, starting with black and white and bleach bypass, the obvious ones, and working through them, seeing what variations we can come up with and different ways of achieving them on different systems. A little bit of history and what the looks mean, you know, what do we associate with black and white, what does sepia tone mean culturally and things like that. So that should be a really interesting class. I'm looking forward to that. And then the final class is a Filmmaster 2009 software update. So that'll be 2009.0 and 2009.1. It's a one-day workshop just to go over the new tools. Not so much how to use them. I think that's fairly straightforward. But when to use them, what they can be used for, why you would want to have them in the first place, that sort of thing. So that should be a fun class too.
Hey, cool. So that's pretty much a full week you've got knocked out there, haven't you?
Yes, it is. It's that's all spread over 8 days. So just one day break in the middle. Yeah. And it's funny, you know, it's very often that people sign up for one class and stay on and do a second class later in the week. So that's kind of a cool thing. You get to know people pretty well that way.
Yeah. I think there's probably, judging by the email traffic and things we get, a good chance that we may get something going on the East Coast. Do you think maybe this year? Have you had much traffic that way for a demand for that type of class, do you think? Or similar class?
There's been a lot of demand. There really has been a lot of demand. And I think absolutely that's a goal to get at least one class set up in New York before the end of the year. It's really down to location. It's all about finding a good location. You know, we try to use places that are either working suites so that people are in a working environment, or a place that you know, offers a really good training setup with multiple systems and so on.
Yeah. Oh, great! And then a final little class of this little group is London, and that's something I'm doing. I looked around to run something in Europe. And the best central place seems to be run it in London because it's a big gateway for people to get in and out. Again, colorist strategies run on the Apple Color platform with the Wave control panel. And that's running June 16 to 18. And it has no coincidence I can go and have drink beers with my Soho buddies. So, no, London really is the best spot for this class in June. When it's light till 10 o'clock at night.
Absolutely. It doesn't get better than that.
No, hopefully not.
There will be other classes later, of course.
The last time I was in Soho, I was really looking forward to going out and drinking a beer, you know, 9 o'clock at night and it's sunny and everyone's like poured with rain and we're all inside. So you never know.
That's not good.
You never know.
No, I think June, if it's going to be good, it's going to be good in June.
Or I hope so. That's what I'm thinking. All right, that's good, Kevin. That's a good overall thing of what's going on. Obviously, we're endeavouring to get some more podcasts out with some colourists from anywhere in the world. I'm just interested in what people are doing and generally how did they ever get going in the industry. And just talking.
That's always a good opener, isn't it? A good icebreaker is how did you get into being a colourist? I've yet to meet somebody that left school intending to be a colourist. Everybody sort of fell into it some way or another.
It's always good stories, isn't it? And that's some of the stories you get to, obviously, you know, when you're demoing at shows, you meet people and you do hear some very interesting things of how they've either really tried hard or just fallen into the job. So, yeah, hopefully we'll get some more people on board from there and we'll get some good stories and just tales of how people have got into the industry. All right, we'll speak soon.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Kevin. Okay, take care, Warren.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye now.